From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The incoming White House Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus, said Sunday, President-elect Donald Trump has accepted the view of the U.S. intelligence community that Russia engaged in cyber attacks during last year's U.S. election.
He's going to order the intelligence community to make recommendations, and whatever those recommendations are will be discussed and actions may be taken. But I don't think there's anything wrong with trying to have a good relationship with Russia.
Mr. Trump, who questioned Russia's involvement, was briefed on the matter from the intelligence committee Friday. Republican Congressman Devin Nunes, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said while he's convinced Russia was involved, he rejects the view of Democrats they lost the election because of it.
You know, they lose an election, and then it appears like they want to change this narrative into somehow that Russia was responsible for Hillary Clinton losing the election, and I just don't buy that.
President Barack Obama Sunday on U.S. television said an investigation he ordered convinced him of Russian meddling.
What is true is that the Russians intended to meddle, and they meddled. And it could be another country in the future.
He said this cyber spying is typical of Russian behavior in Europe. Sunday marked the 1,000th day of the Boko Haram abduction of hundreds of Nigerian schoolgirls from Chibok. President Muhammadu Buhari said he remains hopeful the remaining 195 will be rescued. But the leader of Bring Back Our Girls campaign, Aisha Yesufu, said little has been done since the release of 21 girls in October.
The Bring Back Our Girls movement worries that the Nigerian government once again relapsed to the complacency, lethargy, and inertia that has been recurrent on this tragedy.
More than 200 girls kidnapped in April 2014, an act received international attention. This is VOA News. Speaking to French media, Syria's President Bashar al-Assad said his forces are on the road to victory after the fall of rebel-held eastern Aleppo. He said final victory will come when we get rid of all the terrorists, but he lamented the suffering the conflict has caused.
Every war is bad. Why bad? Because every war is about destruction. Every war is about the killing. That's why every war is bad. You cannot say this is a good war, even if it's for good reason, to defend your country for noble reason. But it's bad. That's why it's not the solution.
Government airstrikes Sunday continued to pound the rebel-held Wadi Barada Valley near Damascus, where the city's vital water supplies are located. At least four soldiers, three of them female, were killed and several others injured as a truck driven by a Palestinian slammed into the group of Israeli troops in Jerusalem Sunday. The truck driver identified as Fadi Ahmed Hamdoun Kunbar of East Jerusalem. A police spokesman called it a ramming attack, a terrorist attack. North Korea Sunday said it could test launch an intercontinental ballistic missile at any time and from any location because of what it called hostile U.S. policy. The statement followed the New Year's Day remarks by leader Kim Jong-un that his regime is in the final stage of test launching an ICBM. South Korea has called that a provocative statement. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter on U.S. television Sunday was asked about the North's heavily sanctioned nuclear and missile programs.
Their nuclear weapons and ballistic missile defense programs are a serious threat to us. We try to stay ahead of that, and we are staying ahead of that with our missile defenses to make sure we've upgraded their number, their type, so that we're sure we can defend ourselves. We've deployed missile defenses in South Korea, Japan, Guam.
Carter said the U.S. would be prepared to shoot down a North Korean missile aimed at the U.S. or its allies, but not necessarily a test launch. Iraqi government forces said they've reached the Tigris River that divides Mosul, viewed as a key advance in a three-month campaign to liberate the northern city from Islamic State. Meanwhile, two more suicide bombings in Baghdad killed at least 20. Former Iranian President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani died Sunday at age 82 of a heart attack, his death coming ahead of May's presidential election. He is viewed as a blow to moderates and reformists in the Islamic Republic. Mexican authorities have arrested the alleged suspect who shot and wounded an official with the U.S. consulate in Guadalajara, Mexico, Friday. The suspect's name or possible motive have been withheld. U.S. federal law enforcement is involved in the investigation, offering a $20,000 reward for information on the shooter. The American official, identified as Christopher Ashcraft, has been hospitalized, is stable. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.